Unit 11. Cristiano Ronaldo, a living football legend.
Today, I have the chance to talk to one of the most famous football players. Some might even say he's a legend. Welcome, Cristiano Ronaldo. It's an honor to have you here.
Wow, what a warm welcome. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Looking at your career, it's easy to note that you won almost every title you could in the clubs that you played at, such as Manchester United and Real Madrid. How did it all start off for you?
Well, I was born on Madeira and I'm the youngest of four kids. I had always been keen on learning the ropes of football, and at age 14, I decided to turn my passion and my hobby into a career. I had been playing for Andorina since I was 8 years old. In 1995, my devotion, commitment, hard work and my motivation landed me a spot in the Club Nacional located in Madeira. I was able to showcase my talent and passion and finally got recruited by Sporting CP. I was so happy and proud.
How long did you play for Sporting CP?
I played there at all levels, including under 16, under 17, under 18, and even Team B.
And how did you finally get to Manchester United?
After I had made it to the first team of Sporting CP and was upgraded into the senior team in 2002, I somehow managed to catch the eye of Sir Alex Ferguson, the trainer of Manchester United at that time, in a UEFA Champions League match against Manchester United. Later, in 2003, I signed with Manchester United. I was only 18 years old back then.
What are the highlights of your time on the Manchester United team?
It was a fantastic time that I'll never forget. So many good memories.
Indeed, you were among the top players in the team for 6 years. You led the team to win 3 league titles, not to mention the 2008 UEFA Champions League. For the 196 games that you played for the club, you scored 84 goals, and without a doubt, you turned into one of the most riveting and legendary players to follow.
Well, thanks for the nice words. I feel really honoured.
In 2009, you changed to Spain after Real Madrid had paid $133 million, turning you into one of the most expensive players of all time. Could you live up to the high expectations?
Honestly, I felt quite a lot of pressure. But I guess I could live up to the hype by scoring 33 goals in my initial season and 40 goals in the next season.
And in 2012, you scored a total of 60 goals, making it almost too easy for Real Madrid to secure the Spanish league title with 100 points. In the following season, you won the UEFA Champions League title. Real Madrid won 4-1 against Atletico Madrid, and you scored the last penalty in this game.
True, yes.
Even today, you're a man of records. You have won 5 Champions League titles and the Ballon d'Or trophy 5 times so far. And in the European Championship in 2021, you became the all-time record goal scorer for the Portugal national team. So let's come to my final question. When you look back on games you watched as a kid, are there any that stand out? Are there games that inspired you?
The World Cup in 1994. That goal when the Brazilian national team won the tournament. I remember watching it in Madeira with my whole family, and we were supporting the Brazilian team. These memories are so important to me. You always look for the best games and tournaments to inspire you, and this one was a very, very good one for me.
Thank you very much.